Welcome to Puyallup Public Library's new podcast, Shush with Debbie, where we interview and connect with people of the library, city, Puyallup businesses, and the community. I am Debbie. I work here at the library as outreach technician, where I mostly do outreach, but I really do a little bit of everything. I'm so excited to introduce our guest, the amazing Bonnie Anderson, children's librarian here at Puyallup Public Library for over 30 years. Welcome, Bonnie.
Thanks.
It's so great to have you.
Oh, I'm excited to be doing this.
Good. For the first question, first and second, which all guests have, please tell our listeners who you are and a little about yourself.
Well, my name's Bonnie, and I've been with the Puyallup Library since 1989,
wow.
And I love working here.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the old building, which served long and honorably, but it was definitely time for a new one. And I was so excited to help design this one. We've got this beautiful building.
Yes, I agree. What an honor.
Definitely. And we built in so many wonderful things, so people find something surprising every time they come.
I love it when I meet someone who has come here for the first time and you can almost see in their face how astonished they are at this beautiful building. So, yeah, that's so cool. The second question is, tell me about your connection to Puyallup and the library.
Well, I grew up in Federal Way, which isn't that far away.
Right.
So I've always wanted to be in this area. I think we get sort of the best of everything.
Yes.
We have four seasons, but none of them are usually too extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just beautiful country.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I've worked in a couple of other libraries, I always was wanting to come back home.
Uh-huh.
And once I came to the Puyallup Library, I knew it was where I was meant to be.
Oh, that's so perfect. Well, let's go ahead and start with your chosen questions. Your first one is, what have been some of the happiest moments in your life?
I would say most of them center on family.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up, as I said, in Federal Way.
Yeah.
And it was a small town feel. Everybody knew everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And family was the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up on boats. I was on boats before I could even walk. And we spent
so
much time fishing and just cruising. I think one of my favorites was probably when we would take the boat up to Agate and Crescent Beach. We'd put in down here and then go up by water most of the time. Sometimes we'd trailer, but most of the time we'd go up by water.
Yeah.
And that's up near the San Juans by Nea Bay.
Oh,
so
I
it was a pretty
San
good
Juan.
Journey.
Mm-hmm. That is a ways.
Oh, yeah. And we'd catch halibut and salmon and just have a wonderful time.
Aww.
So I would say family is the center of all my best memories.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect. Okay, the next question is, what are you proudest of?
I love having a connection with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
When I do programs, for example, and I can see their brains making a connection. When I'm doing something that teaches them something, because they are experimenting and learning, especially. Not me standing up in front and saying, learn this, learn that.
Right.
But giving them the tools to explore and learn themselves. And then they have that aha moment when something suddenly makes sense. Or connecting them to the right book when they come in and ask me for a book about something or a good recommendation. And I can show them a couple of books and they go, oh, that sounds wonderful. And then they come back and tell me about, that book that you told me about and I read it. And can you find me more?
Yeah.
I love the connection.
The connection, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
It is, it really is.
I love that you use the word connection in that. And the seeing of their eyes when they have that connection. It's such a joyful moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and storytelling.
Oh.
Story time and storytelling in general. The magic that happens when there's that beautiful moment between the teller and the listener. I love it.
I love it, too. And there is magic.
Definitely.
Yes. Are you still friends with anyone from elementary school, high school, college?
All of the above.
I knew you were going to say that. Oh, that's awesome. Oh,
In fact, I'm still friends with people I knew before school.
Oh, wow.
But a lot of my elementary friends, mm-hmm. well, we all grew up in the same area. So yeah. we went to some of the same elementary schools, some of the same junior highs, and sometimes the same high school. And we kind of went in and out between mm-hmm. which schools we would go to. Like, some of my elementary friends went to a different junior high but came back to the same high school.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and I'm on the reunion committee for my high school class, so I'm really in touch with my high school class friends because I got to track them down every time we have a reunion.
Aww.
So, yeah, I love maintaining my friendships, and sometimes we don't see each other for a long time, but you just kind of pick up where you left off, and that's
so true.
Really fun.
That is really fun. That's so cool. The fourth question is, if you didn't have your current career, what occupation would you like to try?
You know what? I love baking.
Ah, baking.
Especially cookies.
Oh,
yes. I want to be a cookie baker.
Yes, that's awesome. And I love every Christmas how every coworker here gets a little baggie of homemade cookies by Bonnie. And she has all the names. She can tell us what each one is. And it's such a neat tradition. It's actually a tradition.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
That totally makes sense that you would love to be a baker.
Yes.
Okay, let's go on to five. Do you have any favorite stories from your work life?
I got a couple of them.
Okay,
I could
good.
Tell lots of stories because I've been doing this a long time. But I'll tell you just a couple
okay.
of them.
Perfect.
Before I even came to Puyallup Library, I mm-hmm. was at the library down in Vancouver, Washington.
Aha.
And I did something called the Very Special Arts Festival.
Oh.
They contacted me, and I didn't even know what it was, but
yeah.
they said, would you come tell stories?
Sure.
I said, sure.
Oh, yeah.
And then I found out a little more. The Very Special Arts Festival celebrated people with all sorts of differences.
Oh.
So we had groups coming in from the School for the Blind
yes.
and from the School for the Deaf. We had
oh.
those with emotional issues.
Yeah.
We had people who were having behavioral issues.
Yeah.
All sorts of people that represented a broad, broad variety that was just a little outside the norm.
Yeah.
And I did stories for each group that came in, and I tailored my stories to that particular group.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it. It was a six-hour marathon storytelling session.
6 hours.
Yes. And each group was there for about half an hour.
Yeah.
And so I figured out, well, okay, if it's a story that is for those who can't hear me
mm-hmm.
and it's being interpreted,
mm-hmm.
well, I don't want to do a bunch of sound effects in the story, for example. So
right.
I focused on visual
yeah.
and emotional connection with them.
Right.
And so each group was tailored, and it was so fun to try to decide, well, what stories do I want to tell for each group?
Oh.
And I do have about 1,000 or so stories in my repertoire.
Wow.
So I was able to tailor to the group's needs and ages, and that was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's so beautiful, Bonnie. It has my mind just spinning here. I have questions, and I think it's just so cool. I know that you're part of a storytelling group, and had you started, were you part of that then, or did this kind of kick off your storytelling specialty?
Well, I have been telling stories since I was in the fourth grade.
Wow.
I got a Girl Scout badge for storytelling.
Oh, my
And I don't
gosh.
Know if they even do the same badge anymore.
I hope they do.
But I've been telling stories throughout the years and everything. I didn't actually join a storytelling group until mm-hmm. a few years after I was in Vancouver. I was over
yeah.
in Walla Walla at the time
gotcha.
That I joined a storytelling group.
Oh, gotcha.
But I've been doing it. And I've organized a storytelling marathon for the Puyallup Library back in the 90s. We did a few years in a row where I did a week-long marathon and brought in other tellers.
Oh.
And I've been parts of several storytelling festivals that I've
I'm sure
helped on the planning committee for and everything. So
yeah.
storytelling is a big part of my life.
It is a big part. And we all of us here that work here, when we see you in action, it is, there's magic there too. And I just think that's such a beautiful thing that you took up the challenge for special you know, storytelling, because that would take extra effort to figure out, like you were saying, how to tailor it.
Yeah, so exactly.
That is just beautiful. That's wonderful. But you have another one.
Well, the second one I was going to talk about was the fact that I did a storytelling marathon for Puyallup.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, those are some some of my favorites.
But oh, I bet.
I guess basically any time that I can make a special connection with the kids.
Yeah.
And, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like grown-ups, too.
Oh, yeah.
But
exactly.
Kids, you know, that's where my heart is.
It's where your heart is.
Yeah.
Yep. I love that. Thank you. Number six is, oh, I love this question. Were your parents or grandparents well-behaved? Any stories you would like to share?
Well, they were mostly well-behaved. except
Do
for
tell.
Like the time my mom put a frog in her teacher's desk.
She did.
She did.
What happened?
Well, the fact that her father was on the school board probably made it so that, she suffered a little bit of consequences at home. She had to do extra chores. But they were mostly well-behaved, but they both had really great sense of humor.
Oh, I love that.
And my dad had the most wonderful dry sense of humor. Mm-hmm. He'd be telling you a story straight-faced. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Daddy, that happened? Oh, my goodness. Oh, Dad. And then suddenly he would just burst out laughing because he was, really stringing you along. It was wonderful. And Mama loved jokes. Now, she didn't always remember the punchline properly. Yeah. And then she'd turn, tell it. And we would just have to laugh because that made us laugh all the harder.
Uh-huh.
You know, because she was having so much fun telling the joke that she couldn't get to the end.
Oh, that's so sweet. I think laughter in a family, it's just so important. Well, to me, it's important in every relationship too. Mm-hmm. Sense of humor. And it makes me think of my son, Luke, who drew a picture in third grade of our family. He was supposed to do a picture of what we do at home.
Mm-hmm.
And, our family tradition. That's what it was. And he drew a picture of us all around the dinner table, and it says, "Our family tradition is laughing." And we're all holding our forks and spoons up, and it says, "Ha, ha, ha, ha." You know, we're stick figures.
Oh, I love it.
I know. I had it hanging up forever. Yeah. That's dear to my heart, too.
Yes.
All righty. Let's go on to number seven. What is the most important lesson you've learned over your career?
Don't be afraid to try.
Ah, yes.
I think that too many people get stuck with, well, what if it doesn't work?
Yes.
What if I fail?
Yes.
What if I can't do it? Well, of course you can't do it if you don't try.
Exactly.
And that can be small things or big things, whether it's in your personal life or your work life.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't try, of course you can't do it.
Yeah.
And if you do try, maybe something wonderful will happen.
Oh, that's very wise and wonderful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. So now we'll finish up the interview with the last couple questions that every guest will have. And here's the first one. What books or films would you like to recommend and why?
Well, I don't watch very many movies, so I'm not going to recommend a movie.
Okay.
As far as books, though, I tend toward mysteries.
Ah.
I'm fairly eclectic. Like, for example, I read a lot of nonfiction. Right now, I'm reading a book on wire-wrapped jewelry. Well, so that's probably not a great recommendation. Not too many people are going to do that. But like I say, I like mysteries.
Yeah.
So if you're in the mood for just sort of mind candy, mindless, easy mysteries, I like the ones by Elaine Vietes. It's V-I-E-T-S.
V-I-E-T-S.
They go so fast.
Oh.
They're simple. There's not a lot of violence. You get through them in just a real quick minute.
Okay.
She's got a couple of different series, like the Dead End Job Mystery. She keeps taking a series of, dead end jobs.
Uh-huh.
And somehow bodies keep turning up.
This is great.
And she's trying to get away from her past where she murdered her husband because she found him in a situation. Except then he turns up. So she didn't really murder him. And then she has to figure out how to get out of that situation.
Oh, my gosh.
It's they're funny, they're humorous, and just easy to get through. And if you want a really meaty one, I love Jonathan Kellerman's mysteries.
Oh, Jonathan
Well, they're somewhere
Kellerman.
Between a mystery and just sort of a detective.
Okay, gotcha.
Kind of they have a little more violence than I usually like.
Right.
Because I like mine to kind of take place off stage. But the plots and the characterization is just so intense, you don't want to put it down.
Oh,
so those would
great.
Be my two recommendations.
Oh, those are two great, great recommendations. Thank you. So we have plenty of those at the library,
oh,
I'm
we
sure.
Sure do.
So come on up to any desk and ask us about those mystery books if you're interested. The authors were Veitz and Kellerman.
Right.
Okay, great. All right, last question, Bonnie. This has been really fun. Are there any questions that you wish I'd asked? Anything you would like us to know?
Well, I guess the main thing I'd like you to know is that we're always here at the library ready to mm-hmm. offer some suggestions. We love having you come in and visit us.
Yes.
And if you haven't been to the library recently, come see what we've got.
Yeah, that's perfect. I couldn't agree more. Well, thank you so much, Bonnie. This has been a wonderful interview, and we've worked together for a long, long time mm-hmm. and know each other pretty darn well. So it's been my pleasure to have you here, and I'm just really blown away by all the stories you've shared. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Welcome back. And now is the part of the podcast where I'm going to have a fellow staff member with me to give a great recommendation of a book or film that they enjoy. And I have the amazing Paul Stonebridge here with me, who is our brand new systems librarian. Welcome, Paul.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me out. And yes, I'm the new systems librarian, the guy who's going to be maintaining all the technology, the computers, the software, hopefully keeping the library running and keeping y'all online and able to print for free.
Oh, it's awesome having you. You are already amazing. So what is your recommendation today? Is it a book or an author or a film?
I'm actually going to combine the two with the popularity of the new D&D movie that's been out, the Dungeons & Dragons movie.
Right.
We've seen Honor Among Thieves. It's uh-huh. become kind of a cultural smash.
Yeah.
D&D's been on the rise for years anyway, with especially with COVID and tabletop games coming to the forefront.
Right.
So I want to tie people into one of the authors that's best known for delving into the Dungeons & Dragons world. R.A. Salvatore. He is a fantastic author, well-known in the fantasy world, and has been writing for 30 years now in Dungeons & Dragons, and people don't realize some of his older stuff exists. If you want to tap into some of that old lore and some of the Forgotten Realms world that the new movie is based in, you can pick up any of his old Drizzt series books. We actually have the omnibus edition of the first three books here at the library.
Fantastic.
As well as many, many more of his books. So if you really like him, we have at least 20 books of his that you can tap into. I've noticed in our catalog, ready to go. Keep your reading for days, weeks, months, depending on how fast you go.
I love it. And is that genre sci-fi?
It's pretty much straight-up fantasy, high fantasy.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's in the sense of swords and sorcery, magic, mm-hmm. mystery, monsters, there's a mm-hmm. little bit of everything. Daring do, lots of action. People that like those swashbuckling, sword-slinging guys and mm-hmm. like this sort of dark peril.
Mm-hmm.
He swings back and forth between those two sort of thematic elements.
Oh, this sounds so great. And I really didn't know that it was connected to D&D.
Right. It was when he first started writing, it was still sort of a niche thing that not a lot of people were into. So now that it's become a little more popular, a little more mainstream, and more people know about it, it's great to kind of bring that back to the forefront, find some of the inspiration for the current movies, the current games, the current cultural interest.
I love it. I have a couple people in my family that I'm going to need to recommend. And it was Salvatore,
yes. SalvatoreRA. He goes by his initials.
Okay. Yes, I remember that. I remember seeing those on the books. A patron could come to any desk and give the author's name, and we can help you find any of those books. And what's one of your very favorite things about these books?
It's the kind of character development. He spends a lot of time really developing these characters over mm-hmm. a number of books.
Mm-hmm.
They're repeating characters, some of them bit characters that show up over and over again and have some development. So mm-hmm. if you like an evolving story arc, a character that learns and grows and changes over time, he's very good at depicting that within a fantasy genre, which is kind of unusual.
Yeah. Oh, that just sounds wonderful. Perfect. Well, thank you, Paul, and I'll be seeing you around the library and asking you lots of questions.
Absolutely. Come see me at the reference desk.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
are at the part of the podcast where I'm going to read a quote from a patron in the library. The little piece of paper at the top says, "My favorite thing about Puyallup Public Library is," and this quote comes to us from Lucinda. She also goes by Lucy, it says. And Lucy wrote, "People care for each other, and I love books, and here you can show your passion for books." Isn't that a beautiful quote? I don't know how old Lucy is, but this is a great observation about our library. And we do care for each other, and we all love books, and I'm so glad you do too, Lucy. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll tune in for our next episode on Shush with Debbie.